those new signs are erected there, following the, I suppose, the accident that happened at the weekend there with three young girls having a difficult day in the water. And luckily enough, a native, I suppose, of Dublin, but living in Letterkenny, Rory Cleary, was at hand, and listen, only for him, he got into the water as well and rescued the three girls. And I mean, you know, I suppose we're lucky in a way that we got a warning this time to make people aware. But I mean, fair play to Rory there. I mean, I'm sure it was a tough ordeal for all four, and it's going to take them all time to recover. But listen, my thoughts are with them all. Yeah, but listen, there had been signs there already to make people aware to not swim within 30 metres of the pier. But after what happened at the weekend, I had been in contact myself with the coastal officer and had asked that more extra signs be erected to make people more aware after what had happened. So I'm glad that on Tuesday, I think it was Tuesday morning, that more signs had been erected to make more people aware now to stay away from swimming near the pier. Because, you know, I suppose for locals, they're fully aware of the currents there and the depth of the water that is there around Rathmullen Pier. But, you know, we've seen this surge and heat this for the last few days, which took a lot of visitors under Rathmullen. And I suppose people that not as fully aware of the maybe the riptides and the currents along the pier there. So, listen, I'm delighted that signs have been erected now, and to make people more aware. Lifeguards, there's actually one sign that's going to be, can I understand that lifeguards is going to put out every morning there along the pier, so it'll be straight in the view of the people as they're going down there to make them aware to swim within the flags. I mean, the lifeguards have a tough job there as well, and everybody can make it that little bit easier for the lifeguards as well. If they swim within the flags, they're in view of the lifeguards all the time, that's they are fully trying to do their best as well to keep everybody on the beach safe.
And it's vital too that when you are at beaches such as this, you stop before you enter the water and look round to see if there are any signs in place.
Yeah, well, listen, I suppose, Michaela, the kind of weather we've had here this last while, them two or three good days come, and people's excited when they get to the beach. And I mean, you can understand young people especially. You know, once they get there, they're mad to get into the water, and I suppose they're not as, I suppose, looking around for much of signs. It's all about getting into the water and enjoying themselves. But listen, these extra signs now is going to be a big help to the area around the pier there, especially. And I suppose after what happened there on Sunday, you know, people there are going to be more aware as well, and they'll be watching out for children, especially there, was that going out swimming on the beach.